Consumers with math anxiety, a financially vulnerable group? Unpacking the negative relation between math anxiety and performance on a price comparison task. Andy Storzuk, Fraulein Retinol, and Aaron A. Maloney. Acknowledgements. Work on this project was funded by an NSERC-DG and an SSHRC-IDG to EAM and an OGS and SSHRC, Joseph Armand Bombardier CGSD 2AS. Abstract. Comparison shopping is a good financial practice, but situations involving numbers and computations are challenging for consumers with math anxiety. We asked North Americans, N equals 256, to select the better deal between two products differing in volume and price. As predicted, math anxiety was negatively related to performance on this price comparison task. We then explored the mechanism underlying this relation by testing math competency, price calculation ability, need for cognition, and cognitive reflection as potential mediators. The results from a competing mediator analysis indicated that all factors, apart from need for cognition, served as a significant independent mediators between math anxiety and performance on our price comparison task. This study has important implications for how and why math anxiety relates to a person's ability to accurately compare product prices. These data suggest that consumers higher in math anxiety may represent a financially vulnerable population, particularly in the context of financial tasks that are inherently mathematical. Keywords: math anxiety, math competency, price comparison, cognitive reflection, need for cognition. Comparing products while shopping is a good financial practice and is measured on several indices of ideal financial behavior. However, prices offered for similar products are not always directly comparable, that is, listed offer versus regular price, dollar off versus percentage off discounts, leaving the consumer with the responsibility of calculating prices to determine which product provides superior savings. Such situations involving numbers and computations may be especially challenging for consumers who experience fear, tension, or apprehension about math, a phenomenon known as math anxiety. In the present study, we test the hypothesis that people higher in math anxiety will perform worse on a price comparison task than those lower in math anxiety, Objective 1. Critically, we felt it prudent to not only determine whether a relation between math anxiety and performance on this task exists, but to characterize the nature of the relation by testing possible mediators, Objective 2. Uncovering that people higher in math anxiety perform worse on a price comparison task would be interesting, but understanding why they perform worse, if they do indeed perform worse, has important practical implications. Though individual shopping decisions only result in minor differences in saving at any one given time, the additive consequences of these decisions translate to a substantial loss of savings over a lifetime. As such, it is important to understand how math anxiety relates to people's daily consumption decisions. Math anxiety. Math anxiety is a global phenomenon that impacts both children and adults. It has been estimated that, in the U.S., 25% of four-year college students and 80% of community college students experience math anxiety to a moderate or high degree. Math anxiety is believed to begin in childhood. Barring any targeted interventions, math anxiety tends to increase throughout adolescence and remain stable into adulthood. Math anxiety has long attracted the attention of researchers and educators as an obstacle for academic performance. However, given its prevalence and persistence, it is important to consider how math anxiety may relate to performance in society more broadly. Indeed, math anxiety has been linked to difficulty interpreting medical risks, such as deciding between treatments when given outcomes, and impaired financial planning. In the context of financial decision-making, math anxiety is negatively associated with performance in situations requiring the process of price information. Specifically, consumers who are higher in math anxiety prefer easier to process price promotions, that is, dollar off discount, compared to more complex formats, that is, percentage off discount, and will avoid shopping decisions that require price computations, regardless of their math competency. This preference for simpler promotion formats remains even when such promotions provide inferior savings compared to a competing offer using a more complex format. In fact, individuals higher in math anxiety report higher price satisfaction and express greater willingness to buy a product when the discount is presented in a simpler format. Math competency. Another factor related to people's abilities to make sound financial decisions is math competency. See Garcia Retamero et al. 2019 for a review. Math competency is negatively related to math anxiety, but this does not mean math anxiety is simply a proxy for poor math competence. Math anxiety is theorized to cause poor performance on math-related tasks, both in the moment because of anxiety-induced transient reduction in cognitive resources, and long-term because of an increased avoidance of math-related activities, leading to fewer opportunities to hone one's math skills. Thus, it is reasonable to expect the decision-making of math-anxious consumers to suffer on financial tasks that require mathematical reasoning, such as a price comparison task. Given the negative relation between math anxiety and math competency, we hypothesize that math anxiety will be negatively related to performance on a price comparison task, and that this relation will be mediated by math competency, hypothesis 2. Cognitive effort. Research indicates that people who are higher in math anxiety tend to be lower in their need for cognition. Need for cognition, NFC, refers to a person's tendency to engage in and enjoy thinking. In terms of decision-making, individuals with higher NFC have a greater tendency to seek and apply more information to form decisions. In contrast, individuals with lower NFC have a greater tendency to form their decisions based on cursory examination. This is particularly relevant to our current work as people with lower NFC tend to process price promotions less thoroughly than individuals with higher NFC. For example, Inman and colleagues, 1990, found that consumers with lower NFC will react to the presence of a promotion signal, that is, any sign or marker indicating a potential price promotion on the brand display, regardless of whether the price of the promoted brand is in fact reduced. Alternatively, people with higher NFC only react to a promotion signal when it is presented with an actual price reduction. Additionally, when presented with a discount, consumers with lower NFC are more likely to purchase items when the discount is presented as a dollar amount compared to when it is presented as percentage. Meanwhile, the presentation of the discount amount does not influence the behavior of consumers with higher NFC. These findings, coupled with evidence that people higher in math anxiety tend to prefer price promotions that require less cognitive effort to decipher, led us to generate the hypothesis that math anxiety will be negatively related to performance on a price comparison task and that this relation will be mediated by NFC. Hypothesis 3. Cognitive reflection. Evidence suggests that there is a negative relation between math anxiety and cognitive reflection both in general and in situations requiring math. One of the most widely used instruments in research on reasoning and decision-making, the Cognitive Reflection Test, CRT, measures a person's tendency to reflect or deliberate to verify intuitive insights. People higher in math anxiety tend to obtain lower scores on the CRT and the CRT2, a modified version of the original test designed to have less mathematical content, than people who are lower in math anxiety, even after controlling for their general math knowledge and math competency. People higher in math anxiety are also less likely to reflect on problems and are more likely to impulsively select an incorrect response compared to those lower in math anxiety. Specifically, when asked to verify solutions to arithmetic problems, math-anxious people are more likely to make errors and to accept an incorrect solution even when it is highly implausible. Given the established link between math anxiety and cognitive reflection, both in general and in math-related contexts, we hypothesize that math anxiety will be negatively related to performance on a price comparison task, and that this negative relation will be mediated by their propensity to engage in cognitive reflection. Hypothesis 4. The present study. The first objective of the current research is to test the hypothesis that adults higher in math anxiety will perform worse on a price comparison task, that is, a novel price comparison task, than those lower in math anxiety. Hypothesis 1. Working under the assumption that a negative relation between math anxiety and task performance does indeed exist, our second objective is to test a series of theoretically driven hypotheses designed to elucidate the mechanism by which this relation occurs. Specifically, we test whether the relation between math anxiety and performance on the price comparison task is mediated by math competency, price calculation ability, hypothesis 2, NFC, hypothesis 3, a cognitive reflection, hypothesis 4. Method. Participants. We recruited North American participants using two modes, a student research pool at a university in Canada, N equals 24, and Prolific, N equals 250. Prolific is an online recruitment forum recommended by researchers for the collection of high-quality data. We compensated students with course credit and participants from Prolific with £3.50, approximately 4.8 USD or $6 Canadian. We removed 5 participants who failed 2 or more out of 3 directed attention checks in the data, and 1 participant who completed the survey in under 9.8 minutes, that is more than 2 standard deviations below the average completion time, mean equal to 28.63 minutes, standard deviation equals 9.42 minutes. To calculate average completion time, we excluded participants with z-scores greater than 3 standard deviations from the mean, n equals 17. To provide a more accurate representation of the average. We identified and removed 3 participants flagged as univariate outliers on the price comparison task, that is, z-scores more than 3 standard deviations from the mean. We used long-string analysis to identify participants who used the same response category consecutively throughout measures that required reverse scoring, that is, the STAI-T and NFC scale. We removed 2 participants with a string of consistent responses equal to or greater than 3/4 of the length of the total scale, that is, 15 or more items out of the 20 on the STAI-T. Finally, we removed 8 participants who identified as non-binary, as all analyses control for binary, that is, male or female gender identification. The final sample included 256 participants, 114 males, 18 to 68 years old, M equals 31.05 years, standard deviation equals 11.31. Most participants resided in Canada, N equals 206. Some resided in the United States, N equals 44, and some did not disclose their country of residence, N equals 6. Materials. Price comparison behavior. We designed a novel task to assess product comparison behavior when consumers are presented with identical products that differ only by size, in terms of volume, and price. We simultaneously presented participants with 2 products with the price and size presented below the image, in dollars and metric units, respectively. Note: we recognize that many Americans are not accustomed to working with a metric system. However, average performance on the price comparison task 4 participants residing in Canada, mean equals 79.28, compared to America, mean equals 78.65, did not differ, suggesting the use of metric units did not impede performance for participants in America. See Appendix A, Figure 2 for a sample trial. Note: all materials for the price comparison and calculation tasks can be viewed on Open Science Framework at http://osf.io/ytgew/?view_only=DATB09E21F414EB0BA10BF7C220B300A. Products included common household items that are available to consumers in many sizes, such as laundry detergent. We instructed participants to select the product that represented the better ideal, that is, costs less per metric unit. Within the context of this specific task, an optimal decision would be one wherein the participant chooses the item that represents the lower price per unit. Note here we use the word optimal to refer to decisions made within the specific task, and are not implying that selecting the cheaper item per unit is always the more optimal choice outside the context of this task. The task included 40 trials split into 2 parts. In the first 32 trials, we asked participants to identify which product was the better deal, that is, cost less per metric unit, between the two products presented. We presented trials one at a time. Scores ranged from 0 to 32, with higher scores indicating better performance on the task. We will herein refer to this first portion of the task as the price comparison task. Price calculation ability. We then showed participants 8 of the same product compares with modified instructions. We chose only 8 of the original 32 product dyads in the second portion of the task to reduce survey fatigue while still capturing an accurate representation of their calculation abilities. We asked participants to calculate the exact price per metric unit for each product and report the price to the fourth decimal place. However, we coded all responses that demonstrated the participant understood how to accurately compute the product price, that is, understood the procedure as correct. For example, the correct response for option 1 in figure 2 is $3.5914 per liter, that is, product size of 4.43 liters and a price of $15.91, but we also accepted $3.6 as correct. The purpose of this exercise was to determine if participants could correctly calculate the product's price per unit when prompted. Previous work has linked higher math anxiety with general math competency, and, more specifically, arithmetic ability. As such, we felt it prudent to take into consideration participants' ability to make a relative value assessment based on the price per unit of volume. We will refer to the second portion of the task as the price calculation task. Math anxiety. We measured math anxiety with the 9-item abbreviated math anxiety scale, AMAS. Participants rated how anxious they would feel in a variety of situations, that is, listening to a lecture in math class, on a 5-point Likert scale ranging from low anxiety, 1, to high anxiety, 5. Scores range from 9 to 45, with higher scores indicating higher levels of math anxiety. This measure has previously demonstrated good to excellent internal consistency, alpha equals 0.83 to 0.90, and good test-retest reliability, R equals 0.83. Chromebox alpha for the current sample was 0.91. General anxiety. We measured trait anxiety using the 20-item State Trait Anxiety Inventory, trait subscale STAI-T. Participants answered questions in a 4-point Likert scale, ranging from not at all, 1, to very much so, 4. The questionnaire included positive, that is, I am a steady person, and negative, that is, I worry too much over something that doesn't really matter, items, with positive items being reverse scored and combined with the negative items. Scores ranging from 20 to 80, with higher scores indicating higher levels of trait anxiety. This measure has previously demonstrated good internal consistency, alpha equals 0.78, and good retest-retest reliability, R equals 0.85. Chromebox alpha for the current sample was 0.94. Math competency. We measured math competency using the Brief Mathematics Assessment 3, BMA-3, which assesses arithmetic, whole numbers and fractions, and algebra computation procedures. For example, one question asks participants to write 0.025 as a fraction in the lowest terms. Though there are 10 items, one item is a two-part question, making the range of potential scores 0 to 11, with higher scores indicating higher math competency. This measure has previously demonstrated good internal consistency, A equals 0.69, and correlates, R equals 0.66, with the commonly used wide-range achievement test 4, WRAT4. Chromebox alpha for the current sample was 0.73. Due to a programming error, responses to item 2 of the BMA-3 did not record for participants recruited through the university student pool, n equals 24. As such, BMA-3 averages for the student sample are scored out of 10. Note, a series of t-tests revealed no significant differences between BMA-3 averages for participants recruited through the student pool, that is, omitted item 2 with a total score out of 10, and participants recruited through Prolific, that is, included item 2 with a total score out of 11. See Appendix B for these analyses. Note that one participant from the student sample did not complete the BMA-3 and have thus been excluded from the analyses included in math competency. Need for cognition. We measured participants' motivation to engage in effortful cognitive activities using the 18-item Need for Cognition Scale, NFC. Participants rated their agreement with items, that is, I prefer complex to simple problems, on a 5-point Likert scale ranging from not at all characteristic of me, 1, to extremely characteristic of me, 5, with some items requiring reverse scoring, that is, thinking is not my idea of fun. Scores range from 18 to 90, with higher scores indicating higher levels of motivation to engage in complex thought. This measure has previously demonstrated excellent internal consistency, alpha equals 0.91, and good test-retest reliability, R equals 0.88. Chromebox alpha for the current sample was 0.91. Cognitive reflection. We measured participants' tendency to reflect or deliberate to verify intuitive insights using the 4-item cognitive reflection test 2. The CRT2 was created to increase the pool of available questions, as the original 3-item CRT is a commonly used measure and is often discussed in introductory psychology classes. The CRT2 further addresses numeracy confounds that exist within the CRT, as it is less strongly related to numeracy than the original CRT. Participants answered 4 questions, that is, if you're running a race and you pass the person in second place, what place are you in? And received 1 point for each correct answer. Scores ranged from 0 to 4, with higher scores indicating that an individual is more likely to engage in further reflection or deliberation to arrive at a correct response. Chromebox alpha for the current sample was 0.58, which is considered an acceptable alpha for a scale with fewer than 10 items. Demographic information. We asked participants demographic questions included age, gender, occupation, and education. We did not ask participants to disclose their ethnic background. Procedure. We programmed our study using the experiment builder function on gorilla.sc. We allowed participants to complete the study using a computer or tablet, but not a mobile device, as the small screen distorted our product images and text box placements. We allowed participants to use a calculator during the study. After providing informed consent, participants completed demographic questions followed by the measures of anxiety and cognition. We randomized presentation of the AMAS, SDAI-T, NFC, and CRT2. Participants then completed the price comparison task, that is, select the product that represents the better deal, followed by the price calculation task, that is, calculate the price per unit for each product. We did not impose a time restriction for these measures. Lastly, participants had 10 minutes to complete the BMA3 before the survey timed out, and directed participants to the debriefing form. We obtained ethical approval for the study from the Office of Research Ethics and Integrity at the University of Ottawa, file number H-11-19-4999. Results. Preliminary analyses. We performed analyses using SPSS version 28. All analyses control for recruitment method, that is, student pool or prolific, gender, and general anxiety. We included gender as a covariate within our analyses, as it is well documented that women tend to report higher levels of math anxiety compared to men. Further, although math anxiety is a distinct construct from general anxiety, these two constructs are moderately correlated, R equals 0.44. As such, we also included general anxiety as a covariate to ensure that any relation observed between math anxiety and task performance is not the result of general anxiety. See Table 1 for descriptive information for each variable and the zero-order correlations between all variables. We inferred missing data was missing at random as Little's MCAR test was statistically significant. G-squared with 1,683 degrees of freedom equals 1,851.41, p-value equals 0.002. But missingness was not predictable from our dependent variable as indicated by the separate variance t-tests. There were no variables with 2% or more missing data. To address missing data, we conducted multiple imputation with a maximum of 50 iterations. Main analyses. Relation between math anxiety and performance on the price comparison task. In line with our first objective, that is to test the hypothesis that people higher in math anxiety will make more errors in the price comparison task compared to people lower in math anxiety, we conducted a multiple regression analysis. Our dependent variable is performance on the price comparison task. Consistent with our prediction, those who were higher in math anxiety were less likely to select the product that represented the better deal. Beta equals -0.20, p-value equals 0.004. After controlling for recruitment method, gender, and general anxiety, see Table 2. Cognitive factors as mediators of the relation between math anxiety and task performance. In line with our second objective, that is, to understand the mechanism by which the relation between math anxiety and performance on the price comparison task occurs, we conducted a competing mediator analysis. With this analysis, we assessed whether various cognitive factors, that is, math competency, price calculation ability, NFC, or cognitive reflection, uniquely explain the relation between math anxiety and performance on the price comparison task. We used the Process Macro version 4.1, model number 4 in SPSS, and tested significance using a bootstrapping method with 5,000 iterations. After controlling for recruitment method, gender, and general anxiety, the total indirect effect was significant as the 95% confidence interval did not include zero. Effect equals -0.15, 95% confidence interval ranges from -0.22 to -0.08. The total indirect effect accounted for 91% of the total effect. The indirect effect of NFC was not significant. Effect equals -0.01, 95% confidence interval ranges from -0.04 to 0.01, suggesting that NFC does not mediate the relation between math anxiety and performance on the price comparison task. Math competency, indirect effect equals -0.04, 95% confidence interval ranging from -0.08 to -0.01. Price calculation ability, indirect effect equals -0.04, 95% confidence interval ranging from -0.08 to -0.02. And cognitive reflection, indirect effect equals -0.05, 95% confidence interval ranging from -0.10 to -0.02. served as significant independent mediators. The indirect effect of math competency accounted for 23% of the total effect. The indirect effect of price calculation ability accounted for 27%, and the indirect effect of cognitive reflection accounted for 34%. The direct effect between math anxiety and performance on the price comparison task was no longer significant after including the mediators. Effect equals -0.01, 95% confidence interval, ranging from -0.12 to 0.09. See Table 3 for a summary of the analysis and Figure 1 for a visual representation. Discussion. Math anxiety is a widespread phenomenon, and recently, researchers have begun to explore relations between math anxiety and performance on math-related tasks that go beyond what happens in a math classroom or on a standardized test. The results from the current study add to the growing body of literature indicating that math anxiety is relevant in a host of everyday situations involving math. In support of our first hypothesis, we demonstrated a novel finding that consumers who experience higher levels of math anxiety made worse decisions on our price comparison task compared to people lower in math anxiety. That is, when asked to determine which product represented the better deal, that is, cost less per metric unit, between two products, consumers higher in math anxiety were less likely to correctly select the product that provided superior savings. Importantly, we went beyond simply demonstrating that math anxiety relates to performance on this task. We also tested a series of theoretically driven hypotheses geared at understanding the mechanism underlying this negative relation. We found that math competency, price calculation ability, and cognitive reflection, but not NFC, each significantly mediated the relation between math anxiety and performance on the price comparison task. After considering all mediators, there was no longer a significant direct effect between math anxiety and task performance. While novel, the current findings are nonetheless in line with previous research on math anxiety and its relation to math competency, NFC, cognitive reflection, and consumer behavior. We replicated the well-established finding that math anxiety is negatively related to math competency. Our results are also consistent with the broader finding that lower math competency is associated with the tendency to make less optimal decisions in general. More specifically, our findings support the notion that consumers higher in math anxiety are more likely to make errors that result in reduced savings. When attempting to explain the poor performance of individuals higher in math anxiety, researchers often present the idea that math anxiety ties up valuable working memory resources that are required to successfully carry out a mathematical task. Indeed, complex computations increase cognitive load, which may in turn increase the negative impact of math anxiety on performance. However, the price comparison task is not particularly complex, requiring only one calculation to arrive at the correct response, that is, dividing the price by the units. Given the simplicity of the task, and the ability to offload cognitively demanding information by using a calculator, the findings from the present study present an alternative hypothesis. This points to the possibility that consumers higher in math anxiety are less likely to use the resources available to them, that is, a calculator, or that they lack the procedural or conceptual knowledge required to carry out the calculation properly. Consistent with this theory, and in support of our second hypothesis, both price calculation ability, as measured by the price calculation task, and math competency, as measured by the brief math assessment 3, were significant independent mediators of the relation between math anxiety and performance on the price comparison task. Indeed, math competency and price calculation ability were not as highly correlated as we expected, R equals 0.29, further suggesting that these factors each capture unique variance in performance on the price comparison task. Evidently, it would not be enough to simply train people with math anxiety on how to perform the computations necessary to determine the product's price per unit. These data suggest that mathematical reasoning more broadly plays a role in performance on a task that requires only arithmetic knowledge. Further, when looking at the distribution of scores in the price calculation task, 49 participants, 19.1% of the sample, obtained an accuracy score of 15% or lower, whereas 179 participants, 69.9% of the sample, obtained an accuracy score of 75% or higher. We interpret this to mean that the people in the low-scoring group either do not know which procedure to apply or have extremely poor calculation abilities. People in the higher-scoring group, on the other hand, know the procedure but occasionally make calculation errors. It is likely that calculation ability is detecting variability between people who know the correct procedure versus those who do not, whereas math competency is detecting variability between participants who know which procedure to apply, but differ with respect to their other mathematical abilities, that is, conceptual understanding. An important next step would be to understand the procedure participants apply when deciding which product to select. While we did not find support for our third hypothesis, that is, that NFC would mediate the relation between math anxiety and performance on the price comparison task, we did replicate the finding that math anxiety is negatively related to NFC as reported by Maloney and Rednall. Thus, while those who are higher in math anxiety do report having a lower NFC than people lower in math anxiety, this lower NFC does not explain why consumers with higher levels of math anxiety perform worse on the price comparison task. It is possible that this lack of relation is a result of the simplicity of the present task. Recall that NFC refers to an individual's tendency to seek and apply more information to form decisions. This tendency may only become relevant for tasks that require the consideration of multiple factors. Indeed, the only factors to consider in our price comparison task is price and volume. People who are higher in their NFC may prefer to deliberate on a multitude of factors when comparing products. Thus, NFC may be more related to a multifaceted price comparison task. We further replicated the finding that people higher in math anxiety are less reflective in their thinking. In support of our fourth hypothesis, our results also indicated that cognitive reflection mediated the relation between math anxiety and performance on the price comparison task. Notably, this mediation persisted even after considering the effects of math competency and the price calculation ability. That is, when we asked consumers higher in math anxiety to pick the more price-optimal product, they were less likely to reevaluate their initial assessment of the price comparison. Recall that the CRT2 measures a person's propensity to reflect or deliberate to verify intuitive insights. This finding is consistent with previous research demonstrating that people higher in math anxiety are more likely to impulsively select an incorrect response to an arithmetic problem compared to those lower in math anxiety. Accordingly, the performance of math-anxious consumers may be improved by an intervention designed to challenge them to reflect on their intuitive responses to math-based problems. For example, providing a prompt that encourages them to reconsider their response before committing to an answer may yield improvements in product selection. Implications. The current research has important implications for our understanding of the financial vulnerability of consumers with math anxiety. We demonstrate a novel finding that, when prompted, consumers higher in math anxiety are less likely to correctly select a product that costs less per unit compared to those lower in math anxiety. While the current results are based on a price comparison task completed in the lab, this task was designed to parallel decisions about price comparisons that consumers encounter on a regular basis. Thus, assuming that consumers higher in math anxiety are also making errors when engaged in price comparisons in the aisles of their local grocery stores, then this research suggests that math anxiety may be associated with financial consequences above and beyond those already demonstrated in the literature. Further, the fact that we observe this suboptimal performance in a simple price comparison task contrived in the lab is cause for concern. In our price comparison task, we only ever presented participants with two options at a time, and these options varied on only two dimensions, that is, price and volume. Given that increasing task complexity leads math-anxious people to commit more errors, it is reasonable to expect this performance deficit to transfer to a more complex product comparison situation. For example, tasks such as comparing mortgages or insurance policies may be especially challenging for people higher in math anxiety, as many options are available at a given time and each option varies on multiple dimensions. The present study had limitations. First, we are unable to draw causal links from our mediation analysis given the correlational design of our research. For example, the current data does not allow us to determine whether participants' lower math competency and their inability to accurately compute the price was caused by a math anxiety-induced transient reduction in working memory resources, or whether their decreased competency is the result of years of math anxiety-induced avoidance of math and opportunities to hone their math skills. Nonetheless, the results of the present study indicate that those who are higher in math anxiety are at an increased risk of poor performance when engaging in tasks involving price comparisons. Any interventions aimed at remedying this problem may be best served by bolstering math competencies in addition to reducing anxieties. Second, in the design of the price comparison task, we did not consider how price framing heuristics may impact participants' perception of which product represented the better deal. Such heuristics may include the left-digit anchoring heuristic, whereby consumers sometimes perceive 9 ending prices to be lower than a price 1 cent higher, that is, $3.99 to $4, as well as the ease of computation heuristic, which posits that consumers' judgment of the magnitude of numerical differences are influenced by the ease of mental computations. In the context of our price comparison task, it is possible that participants relied on these heuristics, as opposed to performing the calculation, to arrive at a decision. This may have, in turn, influenced their perception of which product represented the better deal. Conclusion. In the present study, we established a negative relation between math anxiety and performance on a novel price comparison task and investigated possible mediators of this relation. The negative relation between math anxiety and task performance can be partially explained by the evidence suggested that people higher in math anxiety are less capable of performing the necessary computations to discern the most cost-effective deal, are lower in math competency in general, and are less likely to engage in reflective thinking, that is, verify that their calculation is correct. Considering the prevalence of math anxiety, future research should continue to investigate how math anxiety impacts consumers' daily decisions. Potential means of mitigating these negative impacts include bolstering calculation and math competencies, as well as a willingness to override intuitive responses.